Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming along to this premier run of Tandava. It gives me great pleasure to present a very ambitious international work. I'm sure you know how difficult it is to put anything on the Fringe, let alone something of this nature. And we realise you could have seen any other of 3,500 shows and could have been vegetating in front of Netflix, so we really appreciate you coming out tonight. We're going to perform Tandava. Tandava is the cosmic dance of Shiva in a ring of fire, which symbolizes the endless cycle of creation, preservation, and disillusion. And Shiva is the uniter of opposites, so you can be the most ferocious and the most peaceful, the most animated and the most still simultaneously. So we're going to explore this in music and dance tonight. We embody these concepts actually personally because Pia Dance Company is from one of the most urban parts of India, in Bangalore. I'm from one of the most rural parts of Scotland, East Lothian. And many other interesting parallels between us. The first piece, the whole program is in four pieces, two halves of two. We're going to introduce the first two pieces now because they are continuous. The first piece is Vilana, which is Sanskrit for moving in a circle or agitation. It's a very mysterious piece with a lot of ambiguity. It takes this concept of uniting opposites. It starts with three basic ideas, which become the generative material for the rest of the piece. They transform, they reincarnate, always with a new emotional purpose throughout the piece, developing. It's like being asked a series of questions which have answers which pose ever deeper questions. And in this piece, there's a definite circularity or implication of circularity in the music. And throughout this piece, there's this multi-layered approach to the uniting of opposites, so it can be the most dissonant and most consonant. It can be the most continuous and discontinuous. Beautiful chords with chords that are strange on their own, but sound right in the context.
Hey everyone, my name is Priya. Thank you so much for being here. Hinduism defines time as being cyclical in nature, which means we have birth, life, death, and rebirth. Shiva is also called the god of time, and this entire choreography uses the circle as a concept, depicting time in various ways. In terms of the choreography vocabulary, we've taken inspiration from the South Indian classical dance form Bharatanatyam, and Garba, which is a very popular folk dance form of Gujarat in India. Garba also uses circular movements and thus serves as inspiration for this piece. Since Simon was talking about the union of opposites, he did forget the most important union of opposite, which is the fact that he's about 6'4", and all three of us are just about 5 feet tall.
The second piece is Manvasanai. Manvasanai is Tamil for the scent of the earth. And in contrast to the circularity and the multi-layered nature of Vilana, Manvasanai has a linearity, and it's exploring the unity of opposites through consecutive polarities. So the two polarities are minor and major, dark and light, the brooding and the enlightened. And this piece is in no way imitative, but you can tell that it's basked in the richness of South Indian Carnatic rhythm.
Manvasanai for us is the journey to Mount Kailash. So Mount Kailash is this very interesting mountain in the Himalayas that, despite not being as high as the Everest, till date, there's just one person that successfully climbed the summit of Mount Kailash. This mountain is also known to be the abode of Shiva, where he meditates on top of the mountain with the moon on top of his head. And in this choreography, you'll also see us find the river goddess, the Ganga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next piece is Nirjanavana, which is Sanskrit for the enchanted or deserted forest. And this is a supernatural world beyond reality which harnesses the natural phenomenon of echo through a digital delay. So basically everything I play is repeated, say, 4 or 5 times, 600 milliseconds later. I'm sure you've seen looping, which is a little bit related, you would say. But whereas with looping, it can be quite tedious, I find, where you've got to sit and listen to the person build up all the layers, so you're quite bored for the first minute and a half. With digital delay, this is actually a semi-improvised piece and a semi-improvised choreography. So there's a series of ideas that are our ammunition, you could say. And how those ideas develop and how they link and how they progress is changes with every performance. So this piece is, you could say that you're improvising to your own ideas, which then disappear after four or five repeats, after a few seconds. So you have to drive the narrative through your own improvisation.
Nirjanavana for us depicts the churning of the ocean. So there is a very interesting story in the Hindu mythology. Once upon a time, the gods and demons lost all their wealth. And they were told that if they churn the ocean, they'd restore all their wealth and they'll also obtain the elixir of immortality. They decided to churn the ocean using the mountain as a churning stick, a snake as the rope, and a tortoise to prevent the mountain from sinking. The result of the churning of the ocean brought about 14 different precious elements that came out of the ocean. There were precious elements like a wish-fulfilling tree, a very mysterious celestial being that had the face of a woman, body of a cow, and tail of a peacock, and also the elixir of immortality. Along with this, there was also a celestial nymph called the Mohini that came out of the ocean. She knew that the demons wanted to steal the elixir of immortality, so she decided to distract them by seducing them, and thus passed the elixir of immortality back to the gods where it belonged. Nirjanavana.
Thank you.
Come to our last piece. Before that, thank you very much for coming along once again. It's been a great pleasure to perform for you. Please show your appreciation one more time for Priya Dance Company from Bangalore, Priya Varanesh Kumar, Meghna Balaji, and Sangeeta Jayaram. It's been a collaboration across continents. I've been composing the music here in Scotland. We've been choreographing in Bangalore, and we had a big, huge rehearsal period at the start of this month. And it's been a real delight to bring it to Edinburgh and premiere it here. So thank you for being part of that. If you'd like to speak to us after, if you've got any questions, any observations, we have a grand total of 3 minutes to get out of here. So we'll be right outside that door in 3 minutes' time after the end. Be delighted to speak to you. And if you enjoyed the performance, feel free to write a review on the Fringe website. Tell your friends. If you didn't like it, then just forget it happened. The last piece is Samhara, which is Sanskrit for, it's the form of Tandava that is evolution and destruction, a bit like our rehearsals. And this piece is the sister of the first piece, Valana, that you heard. And whereas that was a very mysterious and ambiguous piece, this is using the similar raw materials, but towards a very different emotional end. And that emotional end is a ferocious drive towards a climactic point. And it's a sort of manic exploration of material, musically. And in the choreography, there are seven types of Tandava depicted, from the ferocious Raudra Tandava to the joy of Ananda Tandava. I should not forget, please show appreciation on lights, Laura. And on sound, Alex Fines.
Thank you.